tuned into Express Yourself on KDNK, and I am joined now in studio by Smirk. We've got Luke Maxson here.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing, Luke?
Good. I think this is on.
Yeah, we hear you good.
Sweet. Awesome.
And let's see, Alex Goldberg, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. The space sounds really nice.
Well, thanks so much.
And Ryan Bannigan on the drums.
Yes, sir.
Here, there's your drums.
A little bit. A little drag there.
And Luke, you're the one on the keys.
Yeah.
So this track is called Earl Grey. You guys were just telling me a little bit about how many incarnations it's been through, keeps evolving.
Mm-hmm.
You're performing tomorrow at the Harvey Preston Gallery for KDNK's membership drive. What incarnation will we see? Will the bass solo make it back in?
Not on this one. There's another song that has a bass solo, but
you'll hear one bass solo for sure.
Yeah,
there'll be a little bit of bass solo.
Yeah, this one, it's a little bit different. Some of the production is a little bit different than the recording, but it's the
we'll
live
see what happens.
Version.
So tell me, how did Smirk originate?
I think it started where Alex and I have been playing, like we were in like piano trios, like at CU Denver. I played on his recitals. He played on my recitals. And then after your senior recital, after that, Ryan hit us up and we all started jamming together.
Well, I think we had some like combo together. Luke, you and I.
Oh yeah, that's how he and I met, and then we all like met on our own separate
recital, watching you guys, and I was like, "Yo, Forrest, let me take your spot."
And so you described this project as kind of like your passion music. You all play in different bands throughout Denver, but this is when you get to come together and let the creative juices flow.
Yeah,
definitely.
And so this is one song that kind of shows off your more jazzy elements, but you also feature rappers. You've worked with rappers in the past.
Yeah, we have that one song. It's with rapper Dylan Montaigne. Also, he's Santa Fe. Right?
He's from Santa Fe.
Yeah,
he's lived in Denver for a while.
Yeah,
he's in Los Angeles now.
He's great, great artist.
How did that connection happen?
I actually like played just like some gigs with him. Like he like hired a band, so doing his original stuff, and I don't know, I think he has connections to everybody.
How I met him through Grayson. Is that how you met him?
Yeah,
as
Grayson
well?
Was in that band too.
Our buddy Grayson Earhart, he's another really great like finger style slapdap guitarist out of Denver. So
cool. I've really appreciated seeing more and more bands just bust genres and not really need to belong to those boxes and really just portray the music that feels good and relevant.
I feel like it just kind of happens, you know. It's not like I'm intending, or like through like composing something, it's not like an intention to do it. It's just, I guess, we all listen to a bunch of different stuff and it just kind of happens.
And so for the songs that you're going to play tomorrow, for example, is there one person who primarily writes the songs, or do you all share songs that you've written?
I think we like pretty evenly like split it down. I think Alex probably writes more than I do.
I don't know, man. That's just been recently. That's just been the past
it ebbs
couple
and
months.
Flows, yeah.
Yeah, definitely flows. It's been a joint effort.
Yeah.
And what kind of influences do you guys have?
Obviously like all like the more like contemporary jazz stuff, as well as, you know, old jazz stuff. Any like piano player from like Robert Glasper, Herbie Hancock, McCoy Tyner, who I apparently just passed away, so rest in peace.
Right. I heard that today.
Yeah. So, you know, anything from like those kind of like jazz oriented piano players to like more like hip hop stuff, like J Dilla, all that.
Yeah, I grew up listening to like a lot of reggae music. You know, the bass parts are kind of looped and repeated, but they kind of like define a lot of those songs. So, grew up playing reggae. I think that's a big part of my playing. But honestly, I've been playing like all kinds of different styles lately in school. I just try to get into as many different styles as I can.
Cool.
yeah, I mean, right on with them. I think I'm a little late to the party as far as like the jazz and hip hop goes within the past couple of years. I grew up on like a lot of rock and and heavier music when I was younger, but
nice.
Yeah, lately getting into the same thing. I've been into like a lot of drum and bass lately.
So is that like metal influence a little bit in your drumming?
I've tried to get away from that.
Yeah.
If you hear that, that's bad.
I don't pick up on any of it, but yeah, I imagine technically it would be kind of useful.
Yeah. I love that
stuff. When you think about like anything jazz related, there's going to be like some form of like swing on some scale. In metal, that is not the case. It's like straight on the beat, you know?
Right, that's true.
That's not the goal necessarily.
Yeah, but shredding is just universal, right?
Yeah. there'll be not much shredding tomorrow.
It might be fun to incorporate into a set where you can be playing that chill, jazzy, fun hip hop, and then just like get into like a sprint real quick.
Blast beats over hip hop. Don't encourage me.
We're talking about busting genres. Yeah,
that's smash true. It. Just rip it apart.
Oh, like Alan Holdsworth stuff is kind of like that, you know? The old
A little more like proggy.
Yeah.
And so Alex, you've been touring around with AJ Fullerton lately. How's that experience been?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, I love AJ. He's a super sweet guy, and I don't know, completely different music than this for sure. Like in that band, I just kind of hold it down and play a couple notes. In this band, I play it like way more. So I don't know. It's all good though.
Right.
Yeah, I love playing with them.
I imagine playing with the different bands that you each participate in as hired musicians, it always adds to your ideas, to your pool of inspiration.
Even if it's something that's not necessarily my passion as far as music, there's still something to learn from it. And like, just to like try to take a genre you're not familiar with and try to play it authentically, like it's got to make you a better musician, right?
Yeah. So absolutely. And to watch how another musician works the crowd and
all that
adapts every night to a different situation.
Sure, man. Thankful to get that experience for sure.
Right.
Also how people like, you know, how they run a band, you know, when you're hired and you're working for someone else, you get to witness that whether they treat you great or poorly. That affects, you know, how we run our band, and we try to treat this thing as something that's like pretty much equal across. It's, you know, it's democracy. We all gotta be on the same page compared to when you're working for an artist or somebody, they generally get to make the decisions, you know?
Yeah. Right. Which, you know, it's kind of nice to not have to make decisions a lot of the time.
Depends on the decision, for sure.
Yeah, fair enough.
Everybody wants to make a good amount of money and live happy and play music they love. So we're starting to get to do that.
Yeah. And it comes through. It's a lot of fun. We can't wait to see the show tomorrow. In that space, we're going to live broadcast it for listeners tomorrow at 6 o'clock. So we hope that everybody tunes in or goes up and hangs out. And you guys will be out tonight. You'll be stopping by Batch with Katie and Kay for First Friday.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
First time in Carbondale, so going to check it out and enjoy.
We got two single boys here, so they're ready.
And a recent birthday boy.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Alex Goldberg. Belated
Pisces,
birthday.
For sure.
He's Pisces. Sorry.
Watch out, ladies.
Yeah.
Right. Well, big welcome to you guys. You're going to have a lot of fun tonight. First Friday is the perfect time to be visiting Carbondale for the first time. And so you'll go out, you'll get a bunch of fans, and they'll all be at your show tomorrow. We are about out of time for this segment. I want to go out on My Dream, which is that Dylan Montaigne collaboration. Anything else you guys want to share before we wrap it up?
No, thank you so much for having us. Psyched for tomorrow.
Yeah, we're hoping to see everyone tomorrow.
We really appreciate you guys making the trip over, and we're really looking forward to the show.
Thank you.